It was worse than a minor drop. It was a token drop. The Maseo, they claimed, wanted to see Banshee for himself. Felix stood at the end of the line of 30 regulars, listening to the briefing, while awaiting the Imperial presence. The mission was officially a probe placement. Felix had heard all he was told before. He knew the purpose of the probe, to measure the shifting magnetic patterns of Banshee. He knew why it was important. Once man could learn how the ants were able to change the patterns artificially, they could program their missiles to adapt to it. He even knew the essential truth about the probes themselves. They didn't work. The sergeant doing the briefing ended it the same way as always.
Just die the hell away from the damn things, and let the techs do their work. Right? Right.
All heads turned at the appearance of the man at the entrance of the drop bay. He was an Imperial guard, and an incredible sight. He wore bright red armor, with the Maseo's crest emblazoned across the chest in white. He wore a white silk scarf around his helmet where his forehead should be. He wore two swords, one short, one long. He was beautiful. He spoke in highly dramatic, thickly accented standard.
Be all aware, His Royal Highness Alejandro Jorge Umemoto, Supreme Lord and Great One of...
Enough, Suki, said a strong and gentle voice. Just let me in. Suki sounded upset. He waved a hand abruptly at the entrance.
The Maseo, he said shortly.
There were a few giggles in the ranks at Suki's expense. They stopped when he walked in. The Maseo was wearing gold armor. Not that it wasn't plasteel, too. Not that it wasn't strong and utilitarian. It was. But it was also gold. The collective sigh was almost unanimous. Behind the Maseo, in two sharply stepping files, entered the remainder of the Imperial Guard. There were 18 altogether. All wore the red, the scarves, the swords. One carried an extra two. The Great Ones,